Day 3. Cast off from the Royal Palace, sailing upriver towards Tura. Spend the night there. Day 4. Cast off from Tura, morning sail downriver towards Akhet Khufu. Spend the night. Day 5. Cast off from Tura in the afternoon, sail towards Akhet Khufu. Day 6. Cast off from Akhet Khufu and sail upriver towards Tura. Day 7. Cast off in the morning. Day 8. Cast off in the morning from Tura, sail downriver towards Akhet Khufu, spend the night there. Day 9. Cast off in the morning from Akhet Khufu, sail upriver, spend the night. Day 10. Cast off from Tura, moor in Akhet Khufu. Day 11. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file, carrying out works related to the dike of Roshi Khufu. Day 12. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file, carrying out works related to the dike of Roshi Khufu. Day 13. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file at the dike which is in Roshi Khufu. Day 14. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file on the dike of Roshi Khufu. Day 25. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones in Tura South. Spends the night at Tura South. Day 26. Inspector Marais casts off with his file from Tura South, loaded with stone for Akhet Khufu. Spends the night at Shi Khufu. Day 27. Sets sail from Shi Khufu. Sails towards Akhet Khufu, loaded with stone. Spends the night at Akhet Khufu. Day 28. Casts off from Akhet Khufu in the morning, sails upriver towards Tura South. Day 29. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones in Tura South, spends the night in Tura South. Day 30. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones in Tura South, spends the night in Tura South. First day of the month. The director of Idjir casts off for Heliopolis in a transport boat to bring us food from Heliopolis, while the elite is in Tura. Day 2. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones in Tura North, spends the night at Tura North. Day 3. Inspector Marais casts off from Tura North, sails towards Akhet Khufu, loaded with stone. Day 4. The director of Idjir comes back from Heliopolis with 40 sacks and a large measure of bread, while the elite hauls stones in Tura North. Day 5. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file loading stones onto the boats of the elite in Tura North. Spends the night at Tura. Day 6. Inspector Marais sets sail with a boat of the naval section of the file of Ta'ur going downriver towards Akhet Khufu. Spends the night at Roshi Khufu. Day 7. Sets sail in the morning towards Akhet Khufu, sails towing the boats towards Tura North. Day 8. Sets sail from Roshi Khufu, sails towards Tura North. Inspector Marais spends the day with a boat of Ta'ur. Day 13. Spends the night at Tura South. Day 14. Hauling stones, spends the night in Tura South. Day 15. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file, hauling stones in Tura South, spends the night in Tura South. Day 16. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file, loading the boats with stones, sails down river, spends the night at Shi Khufu. Day 20. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones in Tura South, loads 5 craft, spends the night at Tura. Day 21. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file loading a transport ship at Tura North, sets sail from Toure in the afternoon. Day 22, spends the night at Roshi Khufu. In the morning, sets sail from Roshi Khufu, sails towards Akit Khufu, spent the night at the chapel of Akit Khufu. Day 23. The director of Ten Hesi spends the day with his naval section in Roshi Khufu because a decision to cast off was taken. Spent the night at Roshi Khufu. Day 24. Inspector Marais spends the day with his file hauling stones with those who are on the register of the elite, the Apa teams, and the noble Ankaf, director of Roshi Khufu. Day 25. Inspector Marais spends the day with his team hauling stones in Toure, spends the night at Toure North.